Welcome to the Business Behind the Scene podcast with Francesca Moy, where we talk all about real business problems, real solutions, and getting actual results in business. Hello and welcome to episode number 26 of this podcast. My name is Francesca Moy. Thank you so much for listening. I am truly excited to talk about today about preparing for the new financial year. If you're listening from Australia, you will know that we have this beautiful financial year going from July to June every single year, which give us a chance to restructure, look what worked, what didn't work, and get our business to the next level. Now, I have been spending the Saturday, my weekend, working on my audiobook. I've been recording my audiobook, and it's been a really interesting journey to... I didn't know it was that hard. I was like, what the hell? And it was a bit challenging, and I wanted to give up, and I didn't want to do it, and I tried everything to procrastinate. But then I did it. I did it. I did five chapters so far, and we got a couple of more, seven more chapters to record this week. So game on. Let's do it. Not giving up. But you know, things that people don't realize, like people tell me, oh my God, Francesca, you've wrote another book and you're not doing audiobook. Like, how do you find the time? And the question is that we all have the same time. The difference is that I do things also when I don't feel like it. and people wait until they feel like doing something to start doing it. Instead, if you want to be successful in business and you want to really get shit done, you got to force yourself to do whatever you're committed to doing to your calendar and make it happen. Not procrastinate, not pretend, not try to do it later. And this is something that a lot of people don't do. They just go, oh, Francesca, sounds like you've got so much more time in your hands. How do you get all of these things done? And it's like, no, I've got the same time as you. The only thing is that when I have that little voice in my head that says, I don't want to do it, I just push through and I do it anyway. And that's how I get results. That's how I get shit done. So in talking about that, is like, as I was preparing for this podcast, I was like, wow, holy guacamole, how much I've done this year is not even like, it's crazy. Which I'm very proud of. And the thing is, we don't do this enough. We don't stop enough and go, how's the year going? How did I go? What did I do well? What did I do wrong? What could I improve? What I need to let go? What was my goal? Right, and all of that. We just don't do that enough. And I like doing it because it really helps me to see. Every time I do it, I go, wow. Like, I've been complaining and thinking that I haven't done enough this year. Shut up. I've done a great job. I've done an amazing job. So I love stopping. And I love having this like financial year because it gets you to every 6 months pretty much. I do that for the actual calendar year, and then I do it again for the financial year. So then I love it because it gives me a chance to like, right, what else can we do? What else can we make it happen? While we're doing this, I'm opening my zero because I'm always curious to see what was this financial year. I calculate my $1 million business and $3 million on a calendar year, but I love to see, you know, also what happened in the other way. So while I'm talking to you, I'm literally going through my zero to really go, right, what happened from last year to now, and I want to see, how did that work? How did that happen? What's been happening? Love it. So a lot of us don't do this enough, and we don't have an idea on how does that look like. So yeah, let's do it. All right. So one other thing that when I was preparing for this podcast, I was like, right, So what have I achieved this year? What have I done? So this year we actually opened up a lot of different products that I didn't have before. And if you have listened to my podcast that I talk about my marketing funnel, if you haven't, go back and listen to that because it's powerful for you to understand how my business is structured and how you should structure your business for success. When you understand that, you'll understand that everything that I create, I add it at the bottom of my funnel to my existing client. I offer them different services. I don't go to the stranger, nobody, someone that doesn't know me, and offer them different things because it just doesn't work that way. So what happened this financial year is that we launched the retreat. We didn't just launch it, we did it. We sold two more retreats for this year, fully booked, and then obviously COVID happened. And so we had to sort of put that on pause at the moment. But retreat, we did the first retreat last August in Italy, and it was incredible. It was about 8 people in the retreat, and it was amazing. It was spiritual and business retreat. So in the morning we work on our business, and the afternoon we work in our spirituality, and it was amazing. The breakthroughs, even from me and from my mom and my dad was there, and it was amazing, incredible, a dream. When I did that, I was like, right, I could do this a lot. I could live like this in a bikini, just teaching business. Why not? It was quite good. It was quite, it was a really growing experience for me as well. It's like, it was so beautiful to be able to get in touch with people in such a depth in 7 days together. And I was like, what? I need to do this more. I need to definitely do this at least once or twice a year. One definitely is going to be in Italy. And then maybe we'll do a second one in Bali. But we'll see. We haven't decided yet for the next financial year if we're going to do that or not. So that is something that was created. And the other thing that we did, Eric and I, we joined venture for pretty much big part of the year. And then we decided for the next financial year to not go ahead with being a joint venture. And we just prefer to be lovers than being in business together. It also works out as financially is a lot better too, because we have two different streams of income. So if one of the businesses is slowing down, we've got the other business to put all efforts in. So we decided to do it that way. But it was really good, a lot of fun to work together. And it was really challenging too, don't get me wrong. At times we wanted to kill each other. He definitely wanted to kill me. And so because of that, we did a couple of national tours. We went to Canada. We did Italy's retreat, and we did Singapore half-day workshop, and it was quite good. It was quite good to see that all the work that I've done for the last 5 years are paying off, and now if I go somewhere else, it actually happens. So that was really good. It was something that I never thought was possible, and it happened. We had people in the room. There were real people there, and it was very successful. So that was good. That's something else that we did. Then we had a change over in literally nearly everybody in the Australian team. It was amazing how, to get the business to the next level, we just had to let go of a few people. And it was beautiful how, it was scary and terrifying. And then it turned out to be the best decision ever in business. So sometimes letting go of stuff or letting go of people or accepting that things might change, it will actually bring you way more abundance and way more flow and way more happiness when you just let it go. Then because of that, we also started a mastermind. We started a mastermind in January last year, but then we have really improved it in this financial year, and we took things to the next level. And we got over 70 people now in this mastermind, and it's quite powerful, what happens in that and how we can really working on to letting go of national tours and turn this mastermind into the way to get more people into our academy, which is amazing. We have created, Eric and I, we created a product, the Abundance Circle. We have had Abundance Circle 1.0 and Abundance Circle 2.0, and it was a really, really successful course. People loved it. 6 months with us, and it was priceless. People have got the business to a whole new level. It has been incredible, the results that people are getting in the Abundance Circle, and it's incredible the waiting list of people that want to be in next year, which is going to be lots of fun. So Abundance Circle, we are on. That's really happening. It was really good to see. That's one of the things that Eric was saying when he came into, started to work together. He was saying, your clients want more from you. And I was like, I can't give any more. And guess what? I could, and I created it, and it was beautiful and magical. Magical, magical, magical. Then because of COVID, we had to stop running events face-to-face and we went online, and oh boy, I didn't expect to be this successful. We had one that was average, and then we had another one that was average. Wait, one that we had over 105 people live, but the results were not as big and as good as I thought. But then we had a second one, which was 50 people online, and we got a lot more results. So sometimes it's just a matter of, keep going and not giving up and keep trying. I wrote and published a book this year, The Invisible to Invincible, and I'm also recording an audiobook with it. So yeah, I wrote, published, and created an audiobook version of this book, which is quite exciting, right? When you start to list them out like that, you go, what just happened this year? Like, this has been a really successful year. And here I was thinking, oh, we shouldn't have done more. And, as things slow down and oh my gosh, right? So interesting. We also hired a paid expert in advertising, and we have started to run ads for our clients as well. So we are also doing agency part of the business, which will really is going to be something huge. And we have launched a certification. We just launched it. We've got people in it. We're starting in the 1st of July. So this is going to be, we sold it already. So it's going to start next financial year. But something that we have created this year. We've done the old material. It's done and it's, quite powerful. And also we are planning a conference to do at the end of the calendar year. And that conference is going to be with all our clients and all the people that have been part of our academy. We're going to do awards. We're going to get people to the 100K dinner, 100K plus dinner. So all the people that have been with me in the academy and reached 100K or more, they're going to be able to come to this dinner. And we're going to run this once a year. We're planning to have lots of people in there and really get a lot of people that have been successful with my strategy an opportunity to speak on my stage, which is so exciting. So all of this happened in the last 11 months. So we have one more month to go for the end of financial year. And so my team and I were really like talking the other day and going, right, how are we going to get this, ending the year on with a boom? So that's how we created the ads management agency and we launched that. And so the question that I have for you is like, what can you create that your clients want more of and you can offer to them? So without going on the outside, without advertising it to people that you don't know, without really like going out of what your funnel is, but what could you offer to your clients that they might want? This is something that every year I think about, and something that we also have done last year was to contact all the clients that have open invoices and give them a chance to pay it off before the end of financial year. A lot of people don't realize that they can do that, and they don't realize that it's going to be better for their tax sometimes if they pay it off in this financial year. And obviously we don't give them that advice. We tell them to go and talk to their accountant, but a lot of people go, oh yeah, actually my accountant said that I should spend more money, so let's go. So they actually pay it off, which is beneficial for our business because obviously it's helping the cash flow. So we love to do that. We love to remind to the clients that, hey, if that's what you want to do, you can do that. And a couple of people have done so, and it's good for them and it's good for us because obviously it closes up those open invoices that we have. That, it's there's two good things about having open invoices is that money is coming in the next few months, which is great. But then it's also a risk because, what if someone's circumstances change and they don't, obviously there is a contract in place, but there is always a risk for you to have to chase the money and stuff like that. So this is where, you know, at the end of the financial year, you can suggest and help your clients to understand that if they spend more money with you, they're going to be able to or spend more money or finish paying off what they owe you. That will help them in the accounting. So really knowing your numbers and know how much you made this year would truly help you to see, right, what else can I do? How else can I, you know, what can I keep for next year? What should I let go? What wasn't worth our time? What was it? What we need to put more effort in? How do I want my lifestyle to be next year? And for me, next year is important that I start to go back to working 4 days a week. I used to do that, and then it would sort of stop. And now we want to go back to have that. So I would like to start to take either Thursday or Wednesday off. So they're sort of in the middle of the week, have a beautiful day off, relax, chill out, and then come back in another 2 days. And for me, that could be something that if I can do at least 3 weeks out of 4 per month, that will really help and give me that extra energy to be able to help and support my clients to the next level. So that's something that I go, right, if I want to work 4 days a week, what does it needs to change? Who do I need to hire to make that happen? Who do I need support from? What do I need to, you know, really look at the logistics side of it and go, right, let's do it this way. And that is so exciting. So what else? The other thing that I wanted to share with you is like really understanding your numbers in going to zero, really understanding how to do a profit and loss in zero and have a look and right. So this is how much we spend in this, this is how much we spend in that. How can we improve it? How can we change things and stuff like that? So that is something that we haven't really managed. We haven't really done in the first year of the business, and since I've been doing it, it's been so good to see, all right, so this is how things can improve, this is how much money we spend in this, and it's so powerful to be able to make changes. So this is when we do budgets, and we also do have a look at our sales report. We have a report that we do that we see how much money we wanted to make, how many clients we wanted to get every month, and how many we've got. And from that, you can see, right, was I planning way too high? Was I expecting to sell too much? Was I expecting not to sell enough? So that is really gave us an eye opener of going, right, so if we want to now, I've got through this, I've got it open right now. And I go, okay, if I want to now look into July, is that realistic? We're going to have to change it. What I need to do to make this happen? And so you just have a bit of a focus, and then you can have your actual numbers. And it helps so much to be able to see these and go, right, this is what we wanted. This is as much we got. This is what we wanted. This is as much we got. And that, it's just a game changer. It's just a game changer. All right, my gorgeous people, I hope that you plan your 2021 as you can. Obviously, there is coronavirus. It doesn't help, especially businesses like mine that we are expecting to be running events, and now everything is all online. So obviously, there's the adjustment period, but don't let that stop you. Some people have triple, quadruple their businesses during this time. Some people haven't. But in the same time, what else can you do to make this business go to the next level? What's your goal? How much money you want to make? You want to make 100,000, you make 200,000, you want to make 300,000, you make $1 million, right? So have a look at what's your goal, and then really divided by the months and see, right, if I want to make $1 million, that's $88,000, $87,000 a month. How am I going to make that happen? Is that possible? And just keep it rolling. All right, you guys, hope you have an amazing, amazing financial year. I will see you next week. Go and smash it. Go and get stuff done. And whatever you put into your calendar, make it happen. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, then you have to come check out the Entrepreneur's Abundance Mindset Mastermind. It's my monthly mastermind where you get to spend time with me, where we take all this material, we apply it, we study it, and so we can take your business to a whole new level. So just go to the Francesca Moy, the Meetup Queen Facebook business page, and then just send me a message and you'll be able to choose the option EAM Mastermind. I would love to have you join me there. and I'll see you next week.